It's Thursday the 5th of June. The disappointing sounds you're hearing in the background is the Thrust SSC team packing up their desert pit station. After all the excitement of the high-speed runs of yesterday, late the same evening during regular servicing, the technicians discovered a rear suspension bracket failure. Due to the time needed to repair and the ever-rising temperatures, it has been decided to take the car back to the UK. Driver Andy Green was, however, still in a positive frame of mind.
Yeah, we got a tremendous amount out of being in Jordan. We achieved exactly what we wanted to achieve. We came here looking for high-speed testing. We've done the high-speed testing. We were looking to get in the region of 600 miles an hour. We actually got to 540 miles an hour on the last run. We know it's stable. We know it's safe. We know it's got tremendous performance. And the 0 to 540 mile an hour time is just scintillating. 9 runs in 13 days. We're going home now, having proved the car, prepare it for the States, minor repairs we'll do at home, getting it ready for America, getting the money together, getting the support from the sponsors, and going out with a car that we now know will not only break the world land speed record, but is capable, comfortably, of going supersonic and doing it safely.
As we wind down Jordan Global Radio and look to set up in Black Rock Desert, Nevada, early September, I think it only fitting Richard Noble, the project director, has the final thoughts.
Well, it's all over rather faster than I thought it was going to be over, but it has proved a crucial point. When we planned to come out to Jordan originally, and that was in January, we all knew that the course was hard, very, very hard, much harder than Black Rock, and also that it was bumpy. Down at the south end, of course, we've got these lots of little bumps, and the north end, there are the roads that cross the track. And we never knew really whether we were able to fill those adequately and whether we would be able to sort of plane off the little bumps in the south. The reality is that we haven't actually been able to do that, and consequently what's happened is that the course has a limiting speed for our car. We found the limiting speed, which turns out to be about 540 miles an hour, because basically at that point a bracket holding up the rear suspension broke. Now, it's not a major failure, but basically what it is it's a message. It's telling us that the car, the speed for this course is 540 miles an hour. If we start to go any faster, then there's real chance of seriously damaging the car and seriously putting Andy at risk. So that really is the message. We now have to go back to England as quickly as we can, get the car fixed, which is a relatively straightforward job, and of course get the money up to go to America. I'm very confident now. The results of Jordan show that we have an extremely good team. It operates extremely smoothly. The whole thing works like brilliantly. Andy is an exceptional driver. He's doing extremely well. That's all going to work well. And we're all confident now that the car can break the land speed record substantially and also go on and break the sound barrier. So basically, as of yesterday, I started work on America. So here we come.
So Thrust SSC finishes their Jordan campaign on a high. Thank you for listening to Global Radio. From me, Graham Swain, goodbye for now.